Most 7-year-old children might enjoy summer holidays playing games, but not Namun. Every morning she's up early saddling her horse for training. Growing up on the edge of the Gobi Desert in a nomadic family, Namun must work as a jockey, riding in Mongolia's biggest horse racing event, the Nadam.
When I was 5, I started to ride horses and I have been racing now for 4 years. My father trains the horses and I am the jockey to race them.
Mongolian courts have banned child riders from racing in winter and spring races in response to the high number of deaths and injuries recorded each year. But most horse racing families continue to swing child jockeys back up into the saddle despite the new regulations introduced in 2016.
When the kids are jockeys, it is good for their health, their exercise. It is a national tradition. Namun didn't have any accidents so far, but when she races, I always worry.
If galloping for 25 kilometers isn't dangerous enough, the growing use of performance-enhancing drugs for racehorses is also prompting outrage. Rights groups have slammed horse trainers for putting children's lives even more at risk. Retired events organizers are worried the traditional Nadam festival is now turning into a business, pushing horses and child jockeys to the limits.
I've trained racing horses since the 1970s. We used to start early with preparation, giving them extra feed to make them strong. Now the rules aren't strict and everything is becoming easier and about the prize money.
With regulations poorly enforced and perpetrators of child fatalities rarely punished, the fate of improving horse racing standards are slim. For Namun, she says she will continue racing as it makes her family happy.
My family is so glad when I race, especially my brother. When I win, my brother is so glad and proud of me.
Libby Hogan for Voice of America News, Sakhan Uvu Village, Gobi Desert, Mongolia.